Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to share with you from the pages of one of my books that I've entitled In Christ Jesus. This is the kingdom way of living that I share with you. Specifically, we are going to discuss the subject that Jesus Christ completes you. So our subtopic is going to be Jesus completes you. One of the benefits of residing in Jesus that we will discuss is your completion or your perfection in Him. Dear child of God, residing in our delectable Lord Jesus is the fullness of the triune God. And so when you are living in Him as well, all that is lacking and imperfect about you is perfected by Him who also lives there. That is the Godhead. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 to verse 10 says, "For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power." Note how the Apostle Paul links God's presence in Jesus to your being complete in Jesus. He said, "All the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Jesus, and you are complete in Him." You know, when you live in a house with someone who is strong, rich, and loving, you enjoy the one's persona and resources directly and indirectly. So, what you lack is supplied by that person graciously, sometimes without any intentional effort on the part of your benefactor or your roommate. For example, if the person has powerful lights, in other words, if your roommate has powerful lights and you don't have any, his light will automatically shine in your room or mansion, and you can make your way around more easily. It is the same with living with God in Jesus Christ. He completes you so that your needs and incomplete provisions are augmented by God, some actively and some passively. Hallelujah. Yes, once you share the same dwelling place with God, that is, living in Jesus, all the challenges or problems you have becomes God's challenges. Your fight becomes His fight. Your joy becomes His joy. And your tears are His as well, so to speak. My friend, the Almighty God completely covers and protects you from your potential fears and tears. So, you feel complete, not because you have your own resources, but because your roommate, that is into quotes, is complete and perfectly resourced. This is how to relate with God, with the Godhead who lives in Jesus and has made provision for you in His holy eternal residence. Beloved, understand that to God, it is an indictment on Him if you are not whole or complete. That is why the Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write that you are already complete in Him. Wow! Let me repeat Colossians chapter number 2, verse 9 and 10. For in Him, that is in Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, that is in Jesus. Wow! So the Godhead together fights your battles and ministers their infinite resources to you. You only have to grow in awareness of the reality and immeasurable benefits of sharing an abode with the triune God. Wow! Moreover, it is an honor to Jesus that you who live in Him are completely blessed in spirit, soul, and body. It is because you are inseparably one with Him. Once you see yourself that way, as that is the truth. Beloved, once you are in Jesus, everything around you consists and does well according to His purpose for you at any point in time. It is because Jesus heads all authorities in the universe, be they spiritual or physical. Colossians 1 verse 16 to 17 says, and I quote, "For by Him all things, that is by Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominion or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him, note in Him, all things consist." Unquote. Yes, Jesus made and sustains all things for Himself. So He has legitimate access to all things, both visible and invisible. Actually, all things are spiritually kept or consisted in Him. That is why a consciousness of your living in Him is important to your complete provisions. My friend, it is when you are conscious of residing in Jesus that your health, peace, mental soundness, riches, social relationships, business establishments, ministry, family, life, etc. are well constituted, exhibited, and held intact in your life. Now, I want you to understand that in Christ, there is no distance between you and God. This is what this broadcast is about. I pray for you that you will know that you are not detached from God. Yes, God is not watching you from a distance. As His believers, we are in His Son Jesus Christ, and there is no distance between us. It was in the Old Testament that we had God as a detached strong tower into which we ran for safety. Proverbs 18 verse 10. Now, with Jesus' work on the cross for us, we do not have to run into God in times of trouble. This is because we are already in Him, as his believers. Hallelujah. In Christ, God's presence is always with you, my friend. Again, it was in the Old Testament that the prophet Moses prayed that if God's presence did not go with them, that is with Israel, they would not make a move. Exodus 33 verse 15. Beloved, Jesus had not died on the cross at that time. But now, we have God's presence in and with us all the time, because we live in Him and He in us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So we do not need to pray for God's presence or the Holy Spirit to come down. This is because He is already with us once we are conscious of being in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Again, please understand that in Christ, God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is always with you. It was in the Old Testament, when Jesus had not died, that King David asked God not to cast him from his presence and not to take his Holy Spirit from him when he sinned. Psalm 51 verse 11. But it is not so now. With our dearest Jesus' death, the Holy Spirit is with us all the time to even convict us of our righteousness in Christ, even in the face of sin. John chapter 16 verse 7 to 11 tells us that. Now, I want you to also note that in Christ, sin does not separate us from God. I will say it again. In Christ Jesus, sin does not separate us from God. It was in the Old Testament, when God had not taken away the sin of mankind through Jesus, that sin separated you from God's salvation and your troubled voice from God's ears. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2. But beloved, now God will not leave you if you sin. Note, if you sin, because you are in His Son Jesus Christ, who took away all your sin in a manner that God does not remember them anymore. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12 and chapter 10 verse 17 tells us that. So in the face of sin, those who are living in Jesus do not focus on it, but on what Jesus did about it. This is not underestimating sin, my friend, but exalting what Jesus has done about it above the sin. And it is the kingdom way to make sin lose its appeal. You know, the practical goodness of God in the face of sin is now God's way of leading you to repent. Romans chapter 2 verse 4 and Psalm 130 verse 3 to 4. So, my friend, do not misunderstand Jesus' grace in showing you goodness even in the face of sin, because it has its own consequences too. But you must understand that grace gives practical power over sin, that it is by grace that sin loses its appeal to humanity. Indeed, once you are residing in Jesus, Our dear Jesus has cut off the dirty, demon-infested spiritual foreskin of sin from us, casting it away from us so that we can be productive in all things. Colossians chapter 2 verse 11 says, and I quote, in him, that is in Jesus, you were, that is in the past, also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sin of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, unquote.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You know, the foreskin of a male is a natural part of him, just as sin is a natural part of all humans. But when you live in Jesus, He circumcised or cut off sin, which is a spiritual foreskin from your spiritual nature. I'll say it again. When you live in Jesus, He circumcised or cut off sin, which is a spiritual foreskin from your spiritual nature. Yes. Note the use of the word "were" in our quotes in Colossians chapter 2 verse 11, where it said, and I repeat, in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands by the circumcision of Christ. It suggests clearly that the circumcision was done in the past. Our dear Jesus did this spiritually on the cross. So if you believe in his work on the cross, it gets activated in your practical life. That is why Romans chapter 6 verse 14 says, and I quote, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace, unquote. This is where sin loses its appeal to you. Yes, this is when what used to tempt you, like drugs, pornography, and other addictions, now becomes a put off for you in Christ Jesus. Praise God for his spiritual circumcision, which the Bible tells us is done without human hands or involvement. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand that Jesus is our present-day prophet. Furthermore, my friend, it was in the Old Testament that we had to believe in God to be established and believe his prophets to prosper. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. But not exactly so now. Yes, we still have to believe God and his prophets, but not prophets after the manner of those who operated in the Old Testament. Now, the Lord Jesus is our prophet. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. Therefore, now we believe in God and believe also in Jesus as God's prophet or word of God, in order to prosper in a manner pleasing to God. John chapter 14 and verse 1. You know, the Old Testament testifies or points to Jesus. So what you read in the Old Testament, like 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20, where the prophet said we should believe, the king said we should believe in the Lord, in God, to be established and believe his prophets to prosper, is not a complete revelation in itself, as it is only fulfilled in Jesus Christ. John chapter 5 verse 39 says, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me," said the Lord Jesus. So note how our impeccable Jesus said that after believing in God, we should believe also in him. John chapter 14 verse 1. I quote it. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Unquote. It is like the rephrasing of 2 Chronicles 20:20b. Not so? Wow. Beloved, in context, we are to believe that our exquisite prophet or voice of God, Jesus Christ, is the dwelling place of God, and as such, of God's multitudinous blessings. John chapter 14 verse 11a said, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me." Hallelujah. Now, in Christ, you are beyond micromanagement. What do I mean? Beloved, it was in the Old Testament that you needed to reach God through a human being. And also, the people of God were micromanaged by their leaders. Once again, I do not mean that you don't need counsel from human beings. I rather mean that you do not need to be micromanaged in counsel, or for anybody to micromanage a believer in the face of the believer's new status and pedigree before God as somebody residing in Jesus. Beloved, now that Jesus has died on the cross, he has already put his mind deep within you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16. He has also made all his believers priests, who can each access God directly through his blood that made a way into the Holy of Holies. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 and chapter 4 verse 15 to 16. Yes, now God has upgraded the ordinary believer to a place in Jesus where he can know God's will for himself directly. He has this ability or anointing unlike most people of God in most parts of the Old Testament. Wow. The ordinary believer is now a special priest who is not just tilted to the spiritual, but is balanced to rule as a king in this life at the same time. Hallelujah. That's a special breed of priests that only Jesus can produce. They are a special breed of priests that this earth has not known before. 1 Peter chapter 2 and then verse 9. So stop comparing yourself to the people of God who lived before Jesus died. I want you to know that God is not far anymore. Dear child of God, it was in the Old Testament when Jesus had not died that we needed to draw near to God. Now, by the blood of Jesus, we are near God already as believers living in Him. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 says, and I quote, "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ," unquote. Praise be to God. So you are already near God because you live in Christ Jesus, where God permanently lives too. I know that sometimes you feel God is far away, but He is not. It is sinners or unbelievers who have a distance to cover with God. It is to them that James chapter 4 verse 8 said, and I quote, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded," unquote. There is a kingdom level of relating which I am trying to convey to you, my friend. Living in Jesus is this kingdom level of relating with Him. Living in Jesus is the ultimate disposition that you can attain to. All other revelations of the way mankind can relate with God are lower than this one. They may be okay, but it does not fully glorify the performance of Jesus Christ for us, like relating with Jesus as being in Him. Beloved, living in Jesus is what God has planned for all of creation in the fullness of time. At that time, God will gather into one all things in Christ Jesus, both in heaven and on earth. Your living as someone residing spiritually in Jesus now is God's highest level or kingdom way of relating with mankind. This is because that is how it is going to be in the full kingdom era to come. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 to 13 says, and I quote, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, He, that is God, might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him, unquote. So your living in Jesus now is the guarantee that you will live in Him in the world to come. I will say that again. God said that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, He will gather together in one all things in Christ Jesus now, both things which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. So this means that your living in Jesus right now is the guarantee that you will live in Him in the world to come. Hallelujah. This is where we are going to end, my friend, for today. I'm going to be with you again. Until then, I pray for you that you will walk the life of dominion on this earth. Shalom, blessing to you. You came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.